School. I'm Chris Conley, and we are at halftime where the Evergreens are leading Lakeland 21-17. Evergreens led by as many as 9 points in that first half. And, you know, they were cold at the end of the first quarter and then allowed Lakeland to come back a little bit towards the second quarter as well. So this game is kind of up in the air as the Evergreens are trying to snap a four-game losing streak. I'm sure Lakeland will say that they did not play their best basketball in that first half. And by the way, Lakeland will be even if they made their free throws during that first half. Let's take a look at what's coming up for the D.C. Everest boys and girls basketball teams, because they will both be in action next week. And oh my goodness, those drinks look delicious. They're killing me. Oh my. Next Tuesday is our next D.C. Everest broadcast. We will be up at the Merrill Fieldhouse for a boys and girls basketball game. It's a doubleheader, and there's been a little bit of confusion of which team will be playing first. Got some confirmation here that it'll be the girls' basketball game first. We'll get to see Renee Slotick, one of the stars for the Merrill Blue Jays, against the Evergreens girls, who bounced back with a very convincing win over Wisconsin Rapids last night. That'll be a significant early game, the girls' basketball game between D.C. Everest and Merrill. The Evergreen girls will guarantee themselves no worse than a tie for the Valley Conference Championship with a win, and the Evergreens girls win their conference title outright with a win against Merrill and then a win coming up against Walsall West on Friday night. So the boys and girls doubleheader on Tuesday. Then on Thursday we'll have D.C. Everest hockey at Green Heck Fieldhouse as the Merrill Blue Jays come to call. And then we'll have the boys and girls basketball doubleheader against Walsall West coming up on Friday night. Now, if you're coming out for that, of course we encourage you to come. And then the girls' basketball championship, again, the Evergreen girls will be potentially playing for an outright conference title. They will have the nightcap, which will come up at 8 o'clock on Friday. So that's a pretty busy week ahead. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. And we're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Valley Communities Credit Union, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Let's take a look at our leading first half scorers. We'll start for the Lakeland Thunderbirds. They have 17 points, and 9 of them belong to Tom Brucknauer. Brucknauer is going to be guarded by Grant Van Grinsven, and trying to lock him down will be one of the keys to getting a second half victory. 3 points for Jack Melms, 3 for Levi Herrick, and 2 for Brad Holcomb, totaling the 17 for Lakeland. D.C. Everest, in the first quarter, early in the game, did a good job getting the ball down low and got a lot of points in the paint and from close range. Chris Cornish leads all scorers for the Evergreens with 8. Kyle Kurtenbach, who was put on the bench after picking up his second foul midway through the second quarter, has 6. And Kurtenbach played a good game in Rapids last night, and he's played well today, too. Jake Giebert has 4 points, and Riley Peterson hit a 3-ball for his 3 points, giving the Evergreens their total of 21. Teams will be coming out of the locker room shortly, and we'll be back with the start of the second half after a 2-minute break. We're at halftime. D.C. Everest leads Lakeland 21-17 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 13.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Conley, and I welcome you back to the D.C. Everest Junior High School, where the second half is about to get underway, and the Evergreens have a 4-point lead over the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Because this game's been moved to the junior high school, for those of you who weren't with us at the start and don't know the story, well, this game originally was not scheduled for February 8th, for this Saturday afternoon. This game got canceled twice, snowed out once, then frozen out once. And this afternoon we have a wrestling meet up at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. So the Evergreens are playing for the second time on the junior high school floor. They had a scheduling conflict earlier with a boys and girls basketball game, and they beat Tomahawk right here in this gymnasium from earlier in the season. And are looking to make this a pretty lucky floor if you go 2-for-0 on it, right? Teams are out of the locker room and are gathering at their respective benches, and our second half will be underway shortly. I believe Lakeland will get the ball to start.
The third quarter, the Evergreens have a slight lead over the Thunderbirds, 21-17.
D.C. Everest High School basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Nope, it is Lakeland who will get the ball first. And Dennis Wildcat will inbound. What you'd like to guard against for DC Everest, again, Lakeland was a cold team for the first half. Want to guard against a run. Here's a long three from the corner, and it is hit. Basket there came from Melms, and now just like that, it's cut down to one. As good a start as Lakeland could hope for. Evergreens go down low to Cornish. Cornish has it knocked away. Riley Peterson saved the possession. Good hustle there. Evergreens almost turned it over. Now to Sarakowski in close quarters on the baseline. Goes to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach was hit, and there's a foul. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Referee heard it because you heard Kurtenbach getting slapped on the wrist there. And the foul is going to go against Dennis Wildcat, who's just picked up his second. Evergreen's limbound non-shooting into Weir and now to Sarakowski along the baseline. He's got his dribble. Sarakowski bounces over to Peterson, thought about the three. Peterson a little gun-shy there. He was open for the three and decided not to take it. Now to Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski passed to the corner to Weir. Baseline three ball just rims out. Lakeland gets the rebound. Joey Jerkowicz cleared the boards. Lakeland can take the lead on this possession. See if the Evergreens have a stop in them. Brad Holcomb. Holcomb now sets up and passes down low. Ball's on the floor on a bad pass. Jump ball tied up, and it goes over to DC Everest. Well, that's got to be frustrating for Lakeland. They battled back with a chance to take the lead and didn't even get a shot off before they turned it over. In fact, Levi Herrick will come in. It's apparently the Lakeland bench not too happy about that turnover. Evergreens clinging 21-20, and Riley Peterson brings it up the floor. See if the Evergreens can get points off this turnover. Nick Sarakowski's got it. Sarakowski to Weir up high. Now bounces to Sarakowski, who draws the double team, goes down low to Cornish in traffic, reverse, and he scores. Chris Cornish now has 10. He's having a nice game. And again, when the Evergreens have gotten the ball down low, good things have happened. 23-20. Lakeland can tie with a three or pull within one on a two here. There's a travel that's not called on Brad Holcomb. He was shuffling his feet. Lakeland still has possession. Ross Koster. And now goes back out to Brad Holcomb. Thinking about the three and passing it up was Brucknauer. Brucknauer drives in. His shot is partially blocked. Getting up there high was Cornish and goes out of bounds. It will still be Lakeland's ball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. 6:08 to play, third quarter. The gym's got a little quiet here as Lakeland has come back. Ball goes inbounds up high, and that's to Schleichter. And now we've got a whistle. We're going to have a blocking foul here on Stephen Weir as Brad Holcomb was starting a move to the bench, basket.
Number 33, Giebert, his second.
Jake Giebert gets called there. He's picked up his second. This is a non-shooting foul. Lakeland inbounds underneath to the corner. And now a block up by Chris Cornish. Cornish just said no sir to Brucknauer. Lakeland still has possession. It's been tough inside. Now they kick it back out. Long three. This is for a tie, and it is good. Brad Holcomb just hit the three from the near side. We're knotted at 23-23. Evergreens were up by nine earlier, and Lakeland's come all the way back. Here's Riley Peterson. Where the team's got to play with a little bit of confidence. Now to Weir. Off the screen, tries his three, and Weir is cold. He misses it. Evergreens fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Bodies loose on the floor. And I believe the Evergreens have the arrow. Nope, arrow is pointing to Lakeland. You know, when you're in the middle of one of these losing streaks, you just can get that negative feeling of nothing goes your way. And here again, the Evergreens up by seven last night, had Wisconsin Rapids come back on them, up by nine earlier in this game, and have had Lakeland come back on them. And Lakeland has the ball, looking for the lead to Brucknauer, got a whistle, turned over, that's a three-second violation, goes back to DC Everest. Lakeland has turned the ball over on two of them, has three possessions, but on that middle possession, they hit that three that evened the game up. Nick Sarakowski and Jake Giebert come out. Grant Van Grinsven comes back in. We'll also get some minutes here from Brady Euchert. And here comes Riley Peterson with the ball. Bounces over to Van Grinsven. Now to the corner. Euchert drives along the baseline. Makes the extra pass. Spot up three for Peterson. And he hits! Riley Peterson's got his second three. And it puts the Evergreens back up by three. There's the confidence for Riley Peterson. He had one of his shots blocked earlier today. He's also hit two from behind the arc. Lakeland looks a little unsure of themselves here. Tom Brucknauer thought about the three, which he was hoping for, and did not take it. Goes back out to Brad Holcomb. 4.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Looking to the weak side now. Holcomb drives in, picks up his dribble, spinning shot. That was a tough shot. A miss, no good. Got a whistle, got a loose ball foul against D.C. Everest. You know what? The referee just put up two fingers. Wow, is he going to call that a shooting foul? They're going to say that that was an attempted putback. It's not the way I saw that. I thought more of that as a loose ball foul. But instead, two free throws are coming up here for Brad Holcomb, and he makes his first. He will get one more. Holcomb now has six. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Brad Holcomb hit his second free throw, and the Evergreens lead is trimmed to 26-25. Riley Peterson picked up his dribble, a little bit of trouble, gets over to Grant Van Grinsven. Now to Peterson, into the corner. Here's Euchert touching, and now to Kurtenbach along the baseline, guarded very closely in tight one-on-one defense. Kurtenbach swings it cross-court, almost threw it out of bounds. Euchert does a good job to save possession and taps it over to Cornish. All right, that was almost a dangerous pass. Evergreen still have the ball. Riley Peterson thought about the three, drives into traffic, split defenders, and he scores! What a nice basket for Riley Peterson! Peterson very quick on the drive to the basket, 28-25 Evergreens. Brad Holcomb comes back the other way for Lakeland. Lakeland plays a slower half-court game here. 28-25. Thinking about the three and now driving in as Holcomb settles for a 10-foot from the baseline, and he scored. Scored over Chris Cornish. Holcomb is heating up. He's got 7 points in the third quarter and 9 overall. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Now from the baseline, three-pointer is good again, Riley Peterson. Peterson is heating up. He's got 8 in the quarter and 11 overall. So Riley Peterson extends the Everest lead with that baseline three. 31-29. Riley Peterson gave a little smile. He scored from right in front of us. He heard us. On the other end, we've got a shot from Koster, and he's fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line to shoot a pair. No one has three fouls in this game. Take that back. Kyle Kurtenbach has just picked up his third. And here comes the aforementioned Brad Holcomb to shoot a pair. Holcomb's first, the line drive. But he made it. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop it at Baseman's for your wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs. One more free throw coming for Brad Holcomb. You know, it was Tom Brucknauer who was hot in the first half, and now it's Holcomb. Misses the second, goes out of bounds, last touched by Lakeland. It goes over to D.C. Everest. The Evergreens have the ball and a three-point margin. And here's Riley Peterson. See if we set up something for Peterson again. Peterson almost tripped and lost his footing. Evergreens had Chris Cornish come out high to save possession. And Jake Giebert has the ball now to Narakowski. Yeah, they're guarding Peterson much closer now. Peterson's got the ball, still one-on-one. Now goes up high to Giebert, working around to Cornish. Cornish thought about that three, and Grinsman got the touch. Sarakowski looks to drive in. And now to Van Grinsman along the baseline, makes the extra pass back out to Peterson. Peterson was open for a moment for the three, decided against it. Bounces to Van Grinsman, spinning, underhand, scooping. That's a pretty basket. Grant Van Grinsman's first points of the ball game, and they were pretty. Evergreens have built their lead back up to 5, and there's a turnover down low. Ball's on the floor, goes out of bounds. Who's it going to? It is going to D.C. Everest as Lakeland turns it over. Evergreens have outscored Lakeland 7-1 during this run and have reestablished their lead after Lakeland came all the way back to tie it. We were tied at 27-27, and there's a cross-court pass almost stolen by Lake. Riley Peterson saves it to Sarakowski, who makes an extra pass on the baseline, just rattles out for Jake Giebert. Giebert was open for the baby 10-footer, and it hit the side rim, hit the front rim, and didn't go down. Lakeland gets the rebound. Under 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Brucknauer, who's been quiet, goes into the corner. Brad Holcomb was open, decided not to take it. Holcomb spins, drives, misses too strong, ball's loose on the floor, and Chris Cornish gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Evergreens are up tempo here. Sarakowski fouled and misses. Sarakowski's going to get himself to the free throw line with a minute and a half left in the quarter. Evergreens are going to put Max Mladic back into the game on the next stoppage. They will also send Brady Euchert back in. Euchert's been getting a lot of free throw time. Getting a lot of playing time. Brad Holcomb has just picked up his second. And the first free throw for Nick Sarakowski is good. Sarakowski's first points. Nick Sarakowski has one more free throw coming. And Lakeland is going to take a timeout before he takes it. We will keep it right here. Yeah, this has kind of been a streaky start to the second half. Evergreens started the half with a four-point lead, immediately cut to one. Lakeland hit a three on their first possession of the third quarter. Lakeland battled back for a tie, 27-27, and the Evergreens have outscored them 7-1 since then, actually make it 8-1 on the Nick Sarakowski make on the free throw line. As the Evergreens, who just get the feeling, since both teams have had periods of the game where they've outplayed the other, that the Evergreens are probably going to need a final push in the fourth quarter if they want to close out this win and break that losing streak. Evergreen basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Mallory and Zimmerman are proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. We're also sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And a sponsor for all of our high school sports, and we thank them for being with us, Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glen Ray Radiators. Off the timeout, one more free throw for Nick Sarakowski. Senior guard eyes the basket, left that one short. The Evergreens' lead stays at six. Lakeland gets the rebound. Lakeland is up high, and Brad Holcomb. Holcomb works around to Jack Melms. Melms has hit two threes in the game and goes back out to Dennis Wildcat, who's back in off the timeout. Yeah, Lakeland wanted to set up the five that they'd have on the floor here. And Tom Brucknauer. Brucknauer is guarded by Max Mladic, who's in here for DC Ever. So Mladic gives the Evergreens more size and more beef. Here's a long three, and Brad Holcomb just hit. Holcomb's got 10 points in the quarter and 12 for the game. 34-31, under a minute now. Jake Giebert is in the corner, works around, back to Sarakowski. And now to Van Grinsven, looks to drive off Melodic's screen. He's double-teamed down low, goes back out to Melodic. And they go all the way back out high to Nick Sarakowski. That pass was almost knocked away. Sarakowski here goes down low to Melodic, who has position and rimmed out. Gets his own rebound and misses, and he is fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. Right from close range, Mladic missed twice, but he's going to get free throws as the foul is going to go against Levi Herrick. That's all right. We won't even mention it. Mladic gets two free throws here, and his first is no good. Mladic hit two from the free throw line yesterday. Nice to see him getting more playing time. He's the tallest kid on the Evergreens roster at 6'4". Gets the ball back, see if he can get one of two, and he does. Nice job. Set himself and got that free throw. 35-31, and for some reason our clock is not moving. There it is. 30 seconds left. Lakeland holds for a final shot. Now we are down to 25 seconds. Post up down low. Nice pass down low. Spinning, almost turned over. Wow, Bruckner was right underneath the basket and decided to go back out with the double team. 15 seconds. Here's a pass down low, and Levi Herrick just scored. 10 seconds left, 35-31. Evergreens have the ball, down five. Swings cross court for Sarakowski, 4 seconds. Double team puts it up from the baseline, and he misses. That's where the third quarter comes to an end. Fourth quarter is going to be tight and competitive as the Evergreens' lead is down to just 2 points. It's 35-33. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Evers Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley. Fourth quarter awaits. Evergreens will get the ball first. They were outscored 16-14 in the third quarter. Nick Sarakowski will inbound to Riley Peterson. Peterson had the hot hand midway through the second quarter, hit back-to-back threes and drove to the basket at 8 points, eight of the Evergreens' 14. Evergreens have weird double team pass almost taken away. Evergreens fight for it. Cornish saved the possession. Went down low, now to Sarakowski, and Sarakowski slid as he tried to pull up and is called for traveling. You know, on this regular wood floor, Sarakowski's back foot didn't come set when he picked up, and the Evergreens turn it over. Lakeland is down by two, and they have the ball. They battled back for a tie in the third quarter, but did not take the lead. Tom Brucknauer's got it and goes over to Dennis Wildcat and back out to Brucknauer. Brucknauer had 9 in the first half and has not scored since halftime. His teammate Brad Holcomb has picked up the slack, and there's a long shot from the outside, and it's good for Holcomb, and that ties the game. We are exactly even with 7:14 to play in the ball game. Evergreens, again, they built that lead back up to 5, and now to Weir in the corner. Spot up 3 from the baseline. He hit it! Big basket for Stephen Weir to reestablish the Evergreens lead. 38-35. Lakeland comes right back down along the baseline. Ooh, that's a foul down low. That looked clean up top. Maybe they're going to say that Brucknauer got hit with the body down low.
Number 11, Kurtenbach.
And Kyle Kurtenbach has just picked up his 4th. Now, that's the far part of the court, so it's kind of hard for us to see, but that looked clean up top. Brucknauer's first free throw is no good. He is not a good free throw shooter. He is 3 of 9 from the foul line. And Kyle Kurtenbach with 4 fouls will sit. Kurtenbach had 6 all in the first half. And second free throw is good for Brucknauer. And it's 38-36. Lakeland's going to pick up 3-quarter pressure. They're looking to trap as Riley Peterson comes into the front court to Sarakowski. Evergreens turned it over on their last possession, looking to be more careful here. To Weir again. Same spot, 3-pointer, and he hits again from the same spot. Stephen Weir heating up at just the right time, 41-36. Back-to-back threes, and both came from the baseline in that corner. See, you can set up Weir there again. Into the front court is Jack Melms. Melms has hit 2 threes in this game for Lakeland. Brucknauer looks to drive, gives up into the corner to Holcomb. Holcomb is guarded by Cornish. Evergreens have extended this lead back out to 5. Here's a 3, see if that's the answer. That was a contested 3 and no good. Grant Van Grinsven gets the rebound. No, sorry, Cornish got the rebound for him. Cornish went up high and cleared the boards. A one-and-done shot, not a very good look on that 3-point attempt. Evergreens can really extend here if they can get themselves a basket. Jake Giebert is up high. Now goes over to Riley Peterson. You know, you almost might want a timeout here, sensing that this is an important possession. But the Evergreens are going to play on. And here's Weir over to Peterson. It's 41-36. Weir is up the 3 position on the other side. Pass down low to Giebert, and Giebert couldn't secure it. Knocked away, turned over. Yeah, that's why the timeout might have been a good idea. Melms comes back the other way to Brad Holcomb. Thinking about the 3 was Brucknauer. Looks to drive. He's cut off. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Here's an extra pass down low and a miss from point-blank range from Levi Herrick, and the ball is tied up. They made the extra pass to Herrick, and he missed the play from underneath, and then the ball got tied up while he was trying to go for the putback. Alternating possession goes to Lakeland, and Lakeland drives along the baseline. Basket, oh my, and a foul. Tom Brucknauer just scored. He was fouled, and he's going to get to the free throw line. So the Evergreens are going to have this lead cut down to 3 and a chance to bring it down to 2. And who's the foul on? It's on Chris Cornish. Cornish has just picked up his 3rd. Team fouls are 5 against BC Everest and 3 against Lakeland. And Brucknauer goes to the free throw line. And that ball had crazy rotation on it. He missed it off the back bracket. Evergreens get the rebound to Jake Giebert. Evergreens lead still at 3. And Riley Peterson's to the front court. Peterson goes over to Nick Sarakowski. Now to Peterson again. Evergreens have Peterson and Weir both hot from the outside in the second half. Peterson gets it back, but they don't have a screen. To Weir again. Again from that spot on the baseline, and he missed again. Riley Peterson, offensive rebound, tries for the putback, and he's fouled. So Weir finally cooled off from that spot on the corner, but Riley Peterson did some nice work on the offensive boards, and he's going to get himself a pair of shots as he was fouled on the putback. Levi Herrick is called for the foul. And the Evergreens can try and build on this lead with the clock stopped. Riley Peterson's first free throw is good.
Checking in for the Evergreens, number 11, Kurtenbach.
Peterson's had a nice game, and Kyle Kurtenbach will come in with 4 fouls. Chris Cornish has 3. So let's see if Kurtenbach can stay on the floor as long as possible with those 4 fouls. Riley Peterson got them both. 43-38. We go under 5 minutes to play. Brad Holcomb. This is an important possession for Lakeland. They really can't fall further behind here. Holcomb works around down low to Brucknauer. Brucknauer with the extra pass inside to Levi Herrick. Herrick missed again from close range. Jake Giebert changed his shot. Good defense there. Evergreens get the rebound. Here's a huge possession, too, if you want to go up by three possessions. Evergreens have the ball over here to Riley Peterson. Peterson, they're going to double-team him when he picks up his dribble. Goes to Weir, bounced to Sarakowski. Foul line extended. Makes the extra pass, but it goes off the hands of Jake Giebert, and the Evergreens turn it over. Turned over at an inopportune time. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Here comes Brad Holcomb to the front court. Opportunity denied for the Evergreens. Now there's a bad pass taken away by Stephen Weir. He's got a breakaway the other end, and Weir goes up and in for the layoff. A turnover, and Stephen Weir made sure that the Thunderbirds paid. He has eight, all of them in the fourth quarter, and now Lakeland does want to take a timeout. But that turnover put them back down by 7 points. It's 45-38. That was a big sequence in this game. Let's see if this is going to be a full timeout. Yes, it is. So we'll take a 30-second break. 4:07 to play in the game. 45-38 Evergreens. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at the junior high school gymnasium. Lakeland will have the ball out of their timeout. And they trail by 7. Yeah, it's a non-conference game, and yes, it doesn't help you in the Valley standings, but when you're on a four-game losing streak, you look for anything. The Evergreens are looking for a win here. 7-point lead, and 4 minutes left in the ballgame. Brad Holcomb has the ball for the Thunderbirds. Sarakowski guards him, set a pick for Holcomb, looks to drive, scooping shot too long, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert, Evergreens right into the front court. You know what, if the Evergreens get a basket here, they're going to be sitting pretty in this game. And here's a drive. Eucharit makes the extra pass to Kyle Kurtenbach. 4 fouls in all. Eucharit set him up. Kurtenbach got the basket. He's got 8. And the Evergreens back at 9 points have equaled their biggest lead of the game. And we'll go under 3.5 minutes to play on this Lakeland possession. That was a big basket for D.C. Everest. And here comes Dennis Wildcat down low. Goes over to Brucknauer, pull-up 10-footer. Lakeland needed that basket. Brucknauer just scored. He's got 5, all of them in the fourth quarter. Well, Brucknauer's got 5 in the fourth quarter. Got 15 for the game. Here's Nick Sarakowski. See if he ever had the answer. 47-40. In traffic, Euchert gives it back out to Giebert. Evergreens may want to be deliberate here. Clock is Evergreen's friend here with 3 minutes to play. Sarakowski over to Euchert. And now up high to Giebert and Riley Peterson. Back to Sarakowski. Evergreens are running their offense. I mean, they're looking for a good shot. You don't have to force anything. And here's a whistle and a reach-in against Sarakowski. Foul is going to be on Dennis Wildcat. That's only the 5th team foul. And you know what? Lakeland, if they've got to put D.C. Everest on the line down the stretch, they may want to give the fouls now. It's 2:48 to play. Team fouls 5 against the Evergreens and 5 against the Thunderbirds. This is non-shooting. D.C. Everest will inbound from near half court along the sideline. And Van Grinsven gives it in to Euchert. And now goes over to Riley Peterson. Not sure that Lakeland knows that Euchert's played with the defense of the JV for a lot of times. And there's Cornish. Pass down low to Van Grinsven along the baseline, and he scores. That's a nice pass. Back up to 9 points. 2.5 minutes to play. Evergreens playing defense now looking for a stop. They set a screen for Brucknauer, and he's got a whistle. He hit the floor hard. He may be hurt. No, he's able to get up okay. He's going to get to the free throw line.
Falls on the Evergreens, number 33, Giebert.
Jake Giebert has just picked up his, I've got that as Giebert's 3rd. 16 fouls, which means Lakeland will be at the free throw line for the rest of the game. And here's the first free throw for Brucknauer, and it is good. He'll get one more. D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Brucknauer's 2nd. He got them both. Lakeland is back within 7. And Lakeland's going to pick up full court pressure here. Van Grinsven inbounds to Stephen Weir. And Weir is going to be tested in the backcourt by Ross Koester. Weir breaks it on the dribble. Weir almost pushed off there. Dangerous. Now goes over to Riley Peterson. Lakeland's playing much tougher defense. They're playing a lot tighter here in their man-to-man. 2:10 and the clock is moving. Riley Peterson frees up, splits defenders, and Riley Peterson scores! Peterson's got 10 in the second half, and it's back to 9. So the Evergreens have had an answer. Here's a 3 from the outside, and that's a hit from Tom Brucknauer. Down to a 51-45 game. Gets them within 6, and Lakeland is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Well, that 3 literally kept Lakeland in the ballgame. They could not have afforded an empty trip there. And Brucknauer, how many points does he have in the fourth quarter now? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the fourth quarter, and 19 overall. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And the law firm of Tolusti and Kennedy SC. We're here to help. Tolusti and Kennedy represents Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Lakeland has only one timeout left. Evergreens are going to inbound, and they'll have to go the length of the court. And Lakeland will pick up full court, man-to-man pressure. Long baseball pass to Riley Peterson. Got behind everyone, and he scores with an easy basket. Sometimes you break the press that way. You send one down court for a baseball pass. The Evergreens got it. 53-45. Well played by DC Everest. Back on the other end. Shot is missed by Brad Holcomb. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert. That's a big board. Minute and a half here. Evergreens lead by 8, and they have possession. Lakeland may be looking to foul here. Giebert's got the ball, gives it over to Weir. See if they're going to put Weir on the free throw line. Weir almost lost the ball. Now goes over to Giebert. 1:22 to play. Lakeland still playing for the steal and not the foul. Now to Van Grinsven. Into the corner for Cornish in traffic. Just rolled off the rim. And you know what? The Evergreens didn't need the basket there. They needed more time. They should have come back out. Off the miss. Lakeland now with a 3, and that's a misfire. That was badly offline from Tom Brucknauer. Evergreens get the rebound. It's knocked loose on the other end, and Lakeland takes it back, and we're going to have an over and back call. The Lakeland players secured the ball at half court, and Brad Holcomb moved it into the back court and turns it right back over to DC Everest, and we'll go under a minute to play. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout here. Evergreens have a lead by 8, 53-45. We'll be back with the final 59 seconds after a 30-second break. This is DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox
Sports! All right, welcome back to DC Everest Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley. What's the difference in this game? Well, the Evergreens have 53 points. The Evergreens have been stuck in the 40s for many of their losses during this four-game losing streak. They got only 40 points in their loss to Wausau East. 39 in their loss to Stash. 42 points against Marshfield and 40 last night against Wisconsin Rapids. Off the inbounds pass to Riley Peterson. Peterson scores. Eddie's fouled, and that's going to do it. The Evergreens are going to win this game. Those are the baskets that are going to put this game out of reach, and the Evergreens are going to see this four-game winning losing streak come to an end here. Brad Holcomb is called for his third, and Riley Peterson gets the basket, which gives the Evergreens a 10-point lead, and he was fouled, so he goes to the free-throw line looking to complete the three-point play, and he missed it. Jake Giebert fighting for the offensive rebound goes out of bounds. To go back to Lakeland. The Evergreens, though, are sitting pretty here. They're up 55-45, and there's only 55 ticks left in the ballgame. And we have an inadvertent whistle that stopped the play. And Lakeland's trying to get some last-second substitutions, and they're going to allow it. Okay. Lakeland will have to go the length of the court. They roll the ball in to try and save those seconds, and now it's picked up by Brad Holcomb. Clock's moving now, 50 seconds. Holcomb with a 3 off the back bracket, no good. Offensive rebound by Aguirre for Lakeland. Another spot-up 3, and that one is good by Tom Brucknauer. Brucknauer's been just a wrecking crew for Lakeland. Evergreen still up by 7, 35 seconds left. Lakeland's got a foul here, and now to Cornish, got a whistle, and they are going to call the foul. What do we have here? I think we have a foul against Lakeland. Yes, we do. Evergreens will be shooting a 1-1. Andrew McGill was probably in the game just to commit the foul. We've got to send Nick Sarakowski to the line. Coach Corey Heckles talking with the outside referee, saying the ball had already been passed away from Nick Sarakowski when the foul was called. Evergreens, again, would rather run more time and get the free throws. Sarakowski hits the front end of a 1-1. Of course, if you want to close out an opponent, hit your free throws down the stretch. Evergreens back up by 8. And Sarakowski earns the second free throw, can put him back up by 9, and he does. 35 seconds left in Lakeland inbound. Brad Holcomb walks it up. Three-possession game, and Lakeland needs three threes to somehow get this to overtime. Doesn't look very promising. Taking off a lot of time here. 25 seconds left, and there's a spot-up three. No good. Missed off the back bracket from Brucknauer. Got a whistle on the rebound, and the Evergreens have the ball, and they're going to come back to the other end to shoot more free throws. With only 18 seconds left. And McGill is called for his second foul. And Jake Giebert was fouled. Giebert's got 4. And now he's got a 1-1 here. So suddenly all the scheduling and all the stuff that happened around getting this game in seems worth it. As the Evergreens are going to get on the back on the winning track. And Giebert makes the front end of a 1-1. He will get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Missed the second free throw. Lakeland tries a spot up. Geary, a three-pointer. It's an air ball. Giebert gets the rebound under 10 seconds left. Lakeland is not going to foul, and the Evergreens are going to come out of here with a win. Final seconds melt away, and the Evergreens' four-game losing streak is over, thanks to a 58-48 win over the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. It is their seventh victory of the season.